Comments made on the Serotalk Podcast Network are those of the individuals and do not represent Serotalk Corporation, its staff, management, board of directors, or third-party resellers.
Welcome to the first of two hymns specials from NFB 2014. This time around, we learn about EBOT, HIMS' portable distance reading, writing, and video magnification solution that connects to your iPad, right here on the Serotalk Podcast Network.
Meet EBOT, the revolutionary portable reading, writing, and distance viewing video magnifier from HIMS. EBOT can display crisp, clear, high-definition images wirelessly directly onto your iPad or Android tablet.
No one else can do that.
You can also connect EBOT to your Mac, PC, or an HD monitor. Want more information? Call 888-520-4467. Or visit us on the web at www.hims-inc.com. HIMS, your needs are our solutions.
Good afternoon, everyone. We appreciate you listening and appreciate also you, those of you who came to see us in person today. I'm Andy Leach with HIMS, and today we are here at the 2014 NFB Convention. We're going to break today's presentations up into three segments. Initially, James McCarthy, our president, is going to discuss low vision products. So he'll be talking about the revolutionary EBOT, as well as the newly designed Candy 4 and Candy 5s. Then, segment two, Dave will join me, and we will talk about the Blaze EZ and all the new features that go along with it. And then our final segment, we'll be discussing the Braille Edge 40 and also the recent 8.2 update for our BrailleSense note takers. So that's a brief summary of what we have lined up. I also want to take a quick amount of time here to talk about some of the specials we're offering during the show. So if anyone is interested in a YouTube or a YouTube Mini, we're going to be offering $500 off of those products during the show. We're going to be offering, what is it, James? Is it $200 off of the Braille Edge 40 during the show?
$300,
okay. That's a lot of numbers to keep straight. So $300 off of the Braille Edge 40, and then we will also be selling the Blaze EZ and with the optional option pack here today for $699 and 20% off the premium options package. So that's a kind of a brief summary of what we're offering during the show. You can talk to us at the booth for more specifics. Our booths are what, B3, 4, and 5? So please feel free to come see us at booth B3, 4, and 5 during the exhibits. So that's really about all I have for initial information and a layout of what we're doing here today. James, do you have anything to add before we get started with demonstrations?
Those of you, many of you may know, but many of you may not know, this year, 2014, is the 15th anniversary of HIMS. Time passes so quickly, many of you don't realize that HIMS has been around for 15 years. The company originally started in 1999, and it sold its first products in the United States actually in 2005. Our office, HIMS Inc., which is a wholly owned subsidiary of HIMS International Corporation, we're based in Austin, Texas, and our office started in the fall of 2010 and doing very well, prosperous, and thanks to a lot to our customers that we've expanded. Of course, it helps when we have new products coming out to the market as we do this year. So this year is a celebration of our 15th anniversary. And we had celebrations at the ATIA conference in January, big celebrations at the CSUN conference in San Diego in March. Actually in this presentation, we'll be giving away a couple of $15 gift cards in celebration of our 15th anniversary. So these are gonna kind of be randomly handed out, and we also have a drawing at our booth for a number, I believe it's 15 year anniversary. I assume you catch the theme there, 15, 15, 15. So hymns intends to be around for a long, long time and come by and enter our drawing to win a $15 gift card. Andy, any other introductory remarks? If not, we can get started and rolling with the e-bot.
Well, I think it's pretty safe to get started, but for those of you that don't know, this is the first device that can truly connect to an iPad. So it does a lot of other things very well, but that is something that is a distinct separation factor.
E-bot is a brand new product from HIMSS, and outside the door, it actually says the presentation is E-Bolt. I guess if we get a thunderstorm here today in Orlando, we'll call it E-Bolt. But the product is E-Bot, spelled capital E dash small B-O-T, E-Bot. Originally, the name stood for Education Robot. Okay? It was targeting the education market because E-Bot is a reading, writing, and distance video magnifier which students need in a classroom environment. They need the ability to look at a distance, at the whiteboard, at a smart board, at a poster mounted on a wall. And so we called it Education Robot. That was the engineering name, but it stuck as its product name. Well, obviously, someone like myself can use E-Bot as well when I go to meetings in our own conference room. And there's a PowerPoint presentation going on a 55-inch monitor, but even that monitor is not big enough for me to see. I myself have low vision. So taking an e-bot to our own meeting room and connecting it to an iPad and being able to view the PowerPoint presentation up close on my own iPad is extremely helpful. So we also call it employment bot. So E has multiple meanings, and when someone uses the e-bot in their own home, as I do, I actually do plan on taking it home with me and connecting it up with a 24-inch monitor. It can connect to a 24-inch monitor via an HDMI connection, so it preserves the HD image quality of the HD camera, E-Bot's HD camera. We call it everybody's bot, because you can use it at home. So it's for home, school, or employment at work. So there's three models of E-Bot. There's E-Bot, E-Bot Advanced, and E-Bot Pro. I have the E-Bot Pro here up at the front of our presentation room today at our exhibit booth. We do have the E-Bot and E-Bot Advanced, so you can actually physically see and try all three models at our exhibit booth. The E-Bot is reading, writing, and distance. The E-Bot Advanced, the basic difference, is reading, writing, distance, and OCR text-to-speech. So E-Bot Advanced adds OCR text-to-speech, so that the camera will snap an image of the part of the document that the camera is viewing that you as the user will see on the screen. We call it screen capture OCR. What you see is what you'll hear when it reads out loud to you. So E-Bot Advanced adds screen capture OCR and text-to-speech read out loud. Then we have the E-Bot Pro. Even though there's more features differences, let me simplify it for now and say that the E-Bot Pro, again the unit that I'm showing at the front of the room today, E-Bot Pro has reading, writing distance, and OCR text-to-speech, but you can choose screen capture OCR or actual full-page text OCR. It can capture the image of the entire page and read the entire page out loud to you. Okay, so those would be the three differences in the E-Bot models. E-Bot and E-Bot Advanced look identical. E-Bot Pro looks different. And I'll explain, because it has more features, it has to look different. As far as connectivity is concerned, Andy mentioned that the first and foremost claim to fame of the E-Bot is that it's the first and currently the only video magnifier that connects with iPad and Android tablets. This means we're putting the video magnifier's display image on an iPad or Android tablet screen. It is the first time a video magnifier has been able to do this. Anyone know how we do it? With a cable. A video cable. No, there is no video cable input into an iPad or an Android tablet. There's an output, but there's no input. So how we went about doing this is through Wi-Fi. Some people said Bluetooth. No, Bluetooth's too slow. That's usually what comes next to people's mind is Bluetooth. Bluetooth is too slow to for us to control the strength of the signal so that we can produce and maintain the high definition camera image quality from eBot's HD camera. So we turn to Wi-Fi, and the process is actually quite complex. So it's not an easy thing to do. That's why, you know, no one has really done it yet, even though we've known that it would be a good application with so many people having iPads out there. We knew it would be a great application to allow a video magnifier to display onto an iPad, but it's not easy to do. What we have to do is compress that video image and keep everything intact, the zoom magnification level, the text and background color, the contrast level, all of the video characteristics. We've got to keep it intact as we compress it. Keep its geometry, keep its brightness levels, keep it all intact. Then we have to shoot it over the Wi-Fi real quick. Then on the other end, before it displays onto the iPad, we have to decompress everything real quick. And how quick do we need to do this? So quick that the eye won't see that we're doing it. It's like magic. The actual process is quicker than the eye. So this is all done, of course, electronically. And how do we control the Wi-Fi signal? Some people said, well, you're going to use Wi-Fi of my office or Wi-Fi of my school or public Wi-Fi. We can't do that because depending how many people get on that system, the strength of the signal could be weak or the strength of the signal could be strong. At any rate, it's going to vary, and we don't want your image quality varying based on the strength of the Wi-Fi signal. So we built Wi-Fi directly into eBot. eBot is its own Wi-Fi source, or some people would like to say it's its own Wi-Fi hotspot, it's its own Wi-Fi access point. Some people say it's its own Wi-Fi network. Well, technically it's all of those, but when you say it's its own Wi-Fi network or hotspot, you can't do anything else with it. You cannot use the eBot to get on the internet, okay? eBot's Wi-Fi is for eBot to talk with an iPad, with Android tablet. Also, its connectivity, you can actually Wi-Fi to Windows PCs or laptops, if your laptop allows for that. Like, let's take a Microsoft Surface. You can Wi-Fi to a Microsoft Surface. You can also cable up to Windows PCs, like the Microsoft Surface. Okay, it's not an Android or an iPad tablet, which do not have video inputs. The Microsoft Surface does have a video input, as do other Windows devices. But you can Wi-Fi to Windows devices if the device allows Wi-Fi. Or you can use our PC, or when you're with a Mac, you can connect using the USB port on the back of the eBot. So you can also USB connect to a Mac or a Windows PC. And as I said earlier, the way I'm going to use eBot at home is I'm going to connect to a larger monitor, like a 24-inch monitor, and I'm going to just connect using an HDMI cable. And that's how we preserve eBot's HD camera image quality onto that larger screen. So as far as connectivity, it's got quite a good variety of connectivity. So the Wi-Fi signal, how do we do that? I'm going to show you on my iPad here. Let me find my iPad. Here we go. See, is it on? I guess I first need to turn my iPad on. So I'm in the process of powering on my iPad. Right now we have the eBot connected to just a monitor. It's a 15-inch monitor that's connected to the USB of the eBot, and it's getting its power off of the eBot. And it has an HDMI connection, so that we're getting the HD image quality onto this 15-inch portable monitor. Monitor weighs less than a pound. It's a monitor that we would be selling at HIMSS if someone wants to buy this portable monitor as a package from us when they buy eBot. Now, my iPad is up. So the first thing I'm going to do, and if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you to hold the microphone.
Sure.
Okay. So the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to go to my settings and check to see if we are going to get an eBot connection. So I go to settings, then I go to Wi-Fi, and looks like eBot has found this iPad. Okay, it's making a connection. I'm going to turn VoiceOver on momentarily. It's not on very loud.
I'll try to get closer.
Okay, so
tap to join the network.
Here we go.
Selected. Evan underscore 0343. Secure. Signal strength 83%.
So
double tap to join the network.
So it's 93% signal strength and it found EBOT. So let me turn VoiceOver off. And I'm going to go to my home screen where I have my EBOT viewer. And so I'm going to. EBOT does not operate when VoiceOver is on. They are separate. They're kept separate for now. In the future, we may be able to blend better with the iPads and the Androids when various functions are on, but the released version of the EBOT is not compatible when you have VoiceOver on at the same time. Part of the reason is you will learn that EBOT has its own built-in voice guide voice. So we don't need to rely on the external device providing the voice. So there are some good reasons why it's not working in cooperation with the VoiceOver at the moment, but in the future we'll be able to blend them together. At least we're going to work with Apple and Google on this. So I'm going to launch my EBOT Viewer, which is an app that you can download off the Apple Store. Of course, the app is free because you can only use the EBOT app if you have the EBOT hardware. So let's launch the EBOT app. And we'll see that our display screen of our 15-inch monitor went off. And for those of you who have enough vision, you'll see that the iPad screen is now on. Any of you see the iPad screen? Got a couple of head nods. Okay, so I'll take the microphone back, Andy. Thank you. So what we've done is the iPad has now taken over the video image. The video image is no longer on the 15-inch. Portable monitor. It's now on my iPad. Simple process of checking to make sure that the EBOT found the iPad in Wi-Fi in the settings menu, then exiting settings and launching my EBOT viewer app. And voila, got a wireless Wi-Fi connection. So I'm going to take it over here to someone. Someone here is about, how many feet would you say we are from the EBOT? 12, 15 feet? No wire, right? No invisible wire connecting? There you go, Wi-Fi wireless connection to an iPad. Now, why don't you go ahead and zoom using your pinch and your spread of your fingers and go ahead and change the zoom magnification using the touchscreen gesture.
Zoom 9.
Zoom in higher?
Zoom 3. Zoom 8.
Higher?
Zoom 4. Zoom 7.
We're going down?
Zoom 12.
Going up?
Zoom 17. Zoom 20. Zoom 31. Zoom 37. Zoom 42.
Zoom 49. That's really zooming there.
Zoom 53. Zoom 62. Zoom 59.
So, okay, actually, what she's doing there is using the finger pinch and spread touchscreen gestures that all of you are probably familiar with on an iPad, and that we're actually using the touchscreen gestures on the iPad to zoom. The EBOT actually has 73 zoom levels. But I'm going to mention something. The zoom level that you're hearing the EBOT state, which is coming from EBOT's own voice guide, which is built into the back control panel of the EBOT, that zoom level is not the magnification level. It's the zoom level of the camera. Okay, the camera's got 73 zoom levels. For the magnification, let me give you an idea of magnification. Because monitor size is one of the important determinants of your actual linear magnification. So we're using a 9.7-inch iPad at the moment. It gives you a magnification of 0.8x up to 35x. If we were using a 17-inch MacBook screen, it gives us a magnification of 1.4x to 69x. If we're using a 24-inch external monitor, it gives us a 2.2x to 97x range. Okay, so quite a range of magnification there. Okay, I'll take back the iPad. No, you cannot keep my iPad. It's my personal one. I told you I'd use EBOT. It's my personal iPad. All right, so we'll get the iPad set up. Right now, we only have about six letters on the screen. Let me get it, bring it down.
Zoom 51, zoom 43,
Okay. So I got it at about 22 zoom, which is probably about 10x to 11x in linear magnification. And I have it on the color image mode. I have a remote control. So using the EBOT Pro, it comes with its own remote control. And on the remote control, it's a wireless remote operated by batteries. I have three sections. The top section is what we call our navigation section. Our midsection of controls, which I'm cutting across horizontally, my midsection of controls are my magnification or my screen display image controls. And my bottom section are going to be my OCR controls. So even though it looks like it's got about a dozen buttons on it and it looks complex, when you separate into those three sections, top is navigation, middle is your video magnifier, and the bottom is your OCR, it now seems simple. So I'm going to go ahead and I can zoom up and down from my up and down arrows here. So
zoom 26.
I'm just pointing the remote at the camera.
Zoom 27. Zoom 24.
Okay, just zoomed up and down. I can also change my image modes.
White on black.
That's white letters on a black background.
Black on white.
Okay, I temporarily switched back. I did something that I switched back to my 15-inch monitor. So I'll just continue showing it to you on the 15-inch monitor for now.
Grayscale.
Okay.
Yellow on black. Yellow on blue. Green on black. Natural color.
Okay, so I've actually gone through the 8 display images that are the default images of the EBOT. Okay, but let me elaborate on this. You can actually go into the EBOT's menu, and I have a menu button here I can press and it will display our menu on the screen, and the EBOT voice guide will voice guide me through that menu. So even if I bring it up at its normal default magnification, which I may or may not be able to read, for me it's borderline. I can read it, but barely. It's not comfortable, but I can read it. But with the help of voice guide, no problem. It'll voice me through all of the settings. But I could bring the menu up, and I can actually change any of these 8 display modes to a different text or background color, except for the natural color. The natural color is a default. We don't allow the user to change it because we don't want the user to be able to change all 8 and possibly eliminate all 8 images. You can also enable or disable any number of the 8. For example, if I only wanted to read white letters on a black background, then I could disable the other 6, and I would only have white letters on a black background for reading text. And when I come across something in color, I go back to natural color, and I switch only between those 2. I don't have to flip through images that I don't really want to use.
Do all of your models have the remote, or is it just the Pro?
The EBOT does not have the remote. It has the controls on the back control panel. The EBOT Advanced has its own remote, and the EBOT Pro has its own remote, because the remotes are different. The reason that the Advanced and the Pro have the remote is because of the OCR. The back control panel that is available on the EBOT and EBOT Advanced models, that control panel does not have control of the OCR. So that's why the EBOT Advanced has to have its remote control. And then, of course, the Pro has its remote control for other reasons, which I'll get into as well. Your question, what is EBOT?
Yeah, like what
exactly is it? Someone came in a little late, no problem. We can repeat for everyone's benefit. What is EBOT? EBOT is the first and only reading, writing, and distance video magnifier with OCR text-to-speech that is iPad and Android tablet compatible. Okay, long line. So it's a reading, writing, and distance video magnifier. That's what EBOT is. EBOT Advanced and EBOT Pro also have OCR text-to-speech, so it'll actually snap an image of the document, and it can read it to you out loud. It is the first and only video magnifier that is compatible, that will display the camera's image on an iPad screen or an Android tablet screen. We do it wirelessly over Wi-Fi. And EBOT is its own Wi-Fi hotspot. You don't need to use the Wi-Fi of an office or a school or a building or the public access Wi-Fi of an airport. EBOT is its own Wi-Fi. And EBOT also has additional connectivity to Mac and Windows PCs and laptops. and to external monitors via an HDMI connection. So long answer to a short question. But that's some of the uniqueness about EBOD. Very versatile connectivity, first and only video magnifier that connects to iPad and Android tablets. Okay? So we showed you that we can change image mode. We can also change the contrast level. So there's 40 contrast levels, because if you're using a positive image like black letters on a white background, or reverse image like white letters on a black background, or yellow letters on a black background, green letters on a black background, they may require different contrast levels to give you a good image. Also, because EBOD is a portable device, you're going to be using it in different lighting environments. So being able to change that contrast might be very helpful in certain environments. Because it's battery powered, EBOD will operate up to 4 hours on its built-in internal battery. The battery is user replaceable. It's a lithium ion battery, and you can replace it. And there's no external charger. You have to charge it inside of the EBOD by plugging it into the wall adapter. But you could go home and charge the battery that it's in it now before you go to bed at night, swap the batteries out, charge your second battery. So when you wake up in the morning, you have two fully charged batteries, total of 8 or more hours of operation to last you the day. A second battery would be optional. One battery comes with a system. But you could actually go under a tree, and you could Wi-Fi into your iPad and be using EBOD under a tree. Okay? So you don't even need to be in a building where there's any wires, any Wi-Fi, any cabling. You can be anywhere, and you can use EBOD. I guess you need to be able to get a Wi-Fi signal, though. Maybe if you're up in the Himalayas, I'm not sure that would work. So in certain areas, maybe of Colorado, if you're in between pockets of Wi-Fi reception, that may not work. So I don't want to say it'll work absolutely anywhere. There may be some places sometimes when it may not work. Okay, so that's just some of the features of the midsection of the remote. Zoom up, zoom down, change your contrast level, change your text and background mode. And Andy, you know, if you want to chime in, or if any of you want to ask a question, feel free. I'm low vision. Don't just raise your hand thinking I'm going to call on you, then you think I'm an in-flight speaker. Can't see your hand. Just state that you have a question, and I'll call on you. We have a small group here today, but probably a large group listening in. All right, let's go ahead and OCR something. So let me take down the magnification. And let me, this is actually an EBOD Pro brochure. So I'm going to go ahead and set this up a little bit. Okay, so I'm at zoom 4, and this gets me across the whole line of print and gets me about halfway down the page. And I'm going to just click my OCR button from my remote. You may have heard it snap the picture like a camera shutter. It's now beeping, processing the image.
The first iPad compatible portable reading.
Notice how fast the OCR
video mended the air with robotic camera joystick control and full page like a EBOD Pro connects wirelessly to your iPad or Android tablet and lets you use touch screen gestures to view and adjust image magnification, text and background colors, micro scan, distance or near camera view and more. EBOD Pro creates its own dedicated Wi-Fi hotspot, so you don't need a local area Wi-Fi network. Just install the EBOD app on your tablet, then launch it. EBOD also connects with Mac via USB and Windows PCs via Wi-Fi or USB cable. Display EBOD on a large TV or computer monitor via an HDMI cable. It's one of the most versatile products you'll ever own.
Okay, a few OCR text-to-speech errors. It calls OCR Ocker. I heard it say HIMS correctly. And instead of saying HDMI, it says HDM1. But for those of you that are used to scanners, are used to text-to-speech devices, JAWS, window eyes, these little idiosyncrasies of speech wouldn't bother you at all. For those of you that aren't used to it, you'd probably get used to it rather quickly. Pretty much you, for the most part, you're going to know the content or the context of what you're putting under it, unless it's truly mystery print that you're going to have it scanned. But because it's a video magnifier, usually you're going to kind of look at it, make sure it's a document you want to read. So you're going to know, for the most part, what you're putting under there. You may not know the details until it reads it out to you. But it does have dual sensory. It has the magnification and it has the voice when it OCRs. You can actually, those of you who could see the screen when it was reading, it actually enlarges the screen while it's reading. Let me just make sure of that. I'm gonna press this.
Polarized camera joystick or touch screen.
Okay. It's actually not set up, it wasn't set up to do it. It's actually keeping the full image on the screen, and it's just showing a reverse image of the word that it's speaking. And it's that word, that highlighted word, it's reverse video, reverse image, is actually following the voice as it's reading the word. You can actually set it up in different viewing modes. You can set it up so there's 5 lines of large print on the screen. It's normally about 20 times magnification, and it tracks along with the word that's being spoken, highlighting the word on the screen. You can set it up so it'd be like a ticker tape or teleprompter, and so it's following along, just along one line. Or you can set it up in a word mode, so it'll only display one word at a time. Only the word that's being spoken will be displayed and highlighted as the word's being spoken. So there's different image views when it's in OCR readback mode. Okay? Questions?
Yeah.
Yes?
How would you connect it to an Android tablet?
Android tablet, it, much the same way that I connected it today to the iPad. You simply download from the Android store your eBook viewer, and then you just check it in Wi-Fi to make sure it made the Wi-Fi connection with eBot, and then you just launch your app. Same way like I demonstrated with the iPad.
I have a question.
Yes, back in the room.
Yes, so after I've hooked it to my iPad, can I then pair it with my RailSense U2 and read it in Braille?
A trick question from the back.
Yeah.
Well, let's see, I'll consider myself one of our eBot experts for now, and fortunately I got Andy up here as one of our Braille experts. So the question is, after you pair the Wi-Fi with the eBot, can you then pair it with your RailSense U2? The answer is going to be no. Right now it's only going to pair with one device at a time on the Wi-Fi. In fact, if you want to use the Wi-Fi of your iPad while you're connected to the eBot, you have to exit the eBot viewer and then go on to and make your Wi-Fi connection onto your network. Do whatever you want on the internet and get off of that and go back to your eBot viewer. So right now it's a single user application only. Only one Wi-Fi application at a time. And also, when I mentioned single user application only, this means that only one user can see the eBot image on one iPad at a time. We've been asked by schools or by training centers, can we have one eBot display on multiple iPads, like 5 iPads? So there's one eBot up with the teacher or the instructor, but there's 5 students who have low vision in the class. Can they be viewing that eBot image all at the same time? That would come under the category of broadcast Wi-Fi. So, because we'd have to be broadcasting one image to 5 iPads at a time. And the answer is no, you cannot do it right now. It's a single user interface right now. In the future, we have put it on our list of things to do. And if we do it, you know, provided it doesn't require any additional hardware, as probably all of you know, HIMSS is one of the companies, if not the company, who pioneered free firmware updates in our industry. And they still are free for all of our products. eBot's own Wi-Fi can update wirelessly. It'll update its own firmware for you. So it lets you know by putting a little flag on the eBot viewer app on your screen that there's an update available. If you want to go and update it, you go into the eBot menu and you go down to update, you activate update, you turn it on, and the eBot will automatically download for you. So you don't need to be connected to a computer to update, get a firmware update on eBot. Yes, the same person
in
that. I'm going to say that I think is popular. Andy, could you comment on that?
The question was about using the Bluetooth portion of the BrailleSense to connect to the eBot or the iPad?
Connect to the iPad, which is connected to the eBot.
What I think would happen, and of course I've never done this yet, but I think that you could in theory use your Bluetooth to get connected, but you're not going to be able to see anything on the eBot app.
Yes, just to make sure everybody understood, if you have an eBot connected over Wi-Fi, you're going to see your eBot's video magnifier image on your iPad screen. So the question was, can you also connect a HIMS BrailleSense U2 by Bluetooth to your iPad? The answer is yes, because it's a Bluetooth connection, so it should not interfere with the Wi-Fi connection, but you're not going to be able to see the eBot image, because the eBot image is really just on the surface of the screen. It's not really internal or inside of the iPad. So that is one of the things we're doing. We're just using the iPad as a monitor. So that's something to keep in mind right now. In the future, with firmware updates, we may be able to interact with the iPad and Android tablets more. You can actually store an image onto your iPad. That's no problem. You can do that now. But in the future, we may have more interactivity. We need to work and get some time from Apple and from Google and their accessibility group or their engineers from their design groups to get some of the hooks so that we can interface more interactively with iPad and Android tablets going forward. And we do have plans to do that. So this is just the first release of the eBot.
I have a question.
Yes, question.
Did you say it will also take video and audio or no?
No, it will not do video and audio. Originally, we planned that the eBot Pro, you'd be able to record a video, for example, at the end of your class or the end of a PowerPoint presentation. You know, you could actually do a video of all of the notes on the front whiteboard, on a smart board, and just record the whole class as long as no notes got erased during the class. You could make a final summary recording, or even during the class, you could be recording both video and audio at the same time. We originally had that plan, but it turned out that the hardware that we had committed to did not allow for the firmware or the software part of the development. So the hardware was lacking some of that capability. So we could not implement it into this first release.
Do you plan on doing it in the future? Or?
It's on the list to do. What I've heard from the engineers is that it will require additional hardware. So what additional hardware it will require, we don't know yet. And so we've not been able to make a commitment to doing both video and audio recording.
I can't imagine what hardware you would need because it would be a software issue.
Yeah, the person in the office is saying they can't imagine what our hardware software would be. We haven't actually had a really in-depth meeting on it, to be honest. We've been trying to get the product out to market and released. The engineers informed us that they could not meet the release date if we insisted on this because they said it required additional hardware. So having said that, management made the decision that we couldn't do the video and audio recording with the first release. We will have management and engineering development meetings ongoing now with eBot, because as we do with all products, HIMS is one of the suppliers that we don't just design a product and leave it for 2, 3, 4 years and let it get old. We continue to have updates. So we're going to have continuing engineering and management meetings, and we'll find out more details about what it requires. Right now, we just have the initial statements from our engineering department that they couldn't do it by just adding software or firmware to it. They needed a layout of the main board inside. So we don't know what all that meant, except that it would have delayed the product coming out by as much as 4 to 6 months, and we didn't want to do that.
I would suggest they look at MagmaLink S, because their new one has an audio video that works actually quite well, but their problem is that you have to manually pan the device to whatever's being written on the board. That's the problem with that device.
Right. And I think I know what you're saying is that it may have been partially possible for us to have done it, but we didn't want to do something partial. Remember that the eBot, unlike the product you're mentioning that might have audio and video, and it has its own limitations of audio and video, as you also pointed out, it can do it when it's connected to a computer. Remember that eBot has its own voice guide built in, and it actually can operate as a standalone OCR text-to-speech scanner. So you don't need to have it connected to a computer and use the power of the computer. You don't even need to have it connected to an iPad or an external monitor. You can just turn eBot on and use the voice guide to click through features, because it'll tell you what it's doing. You don't need to see it. You can just follow the voice. and you can snap an image and it'll start reading out loud. So it is its own independent standalone OCR text-to-speech device if and when you want it to be, although it's not designed to be used that way. You can use it that way. And so given the additional features that eBot has that the other product you're mentioning doesn't have, that's one of the reasons that we're talking about hardware, because we have hardware actually built into the eBot. The other product you're talking about depends on the hardware of the laptop that it's connecting to.
Yeah.
So this is why sometimes the easy question, the answer is not always that easy. And I think we could have done it if we said in the specification, we asked the engineers to just get video and audio done when it's connected to a Windows or Mac computer, we might be able to do it. So if we redefine the specifications for engineering, it may be possible to get done.
And also remember what James said earlier about our firmware updates. As the product continues to develop and get features added to it, those are things that people who already have the product or considering the purchase of it, those are benefits and features and functions that they will ultimately have.
Yeah, and it's dialogue like this. We welcome the dialogue from our customers. I don't think we're going to start a listserv for eBot customers, but our technical support department can be your ears, you know, into our company. Or at events like this, you can meet our other staff who travel. Our tech support staff do travel, but our sales department staff travels more. So feel free to dialogue with us, you know, about any of our products and its features. We listen to the market. It's what you want. That's one of the reasons that HIM started our own office in the United States, is we spend a lot of money on engineering. Engineers don't come cheap these days, as you all know. And so given the budget that's spent, if we know what you want, what you need, and if we can understand it as specifically as possible, we can write those specifications fully and correctly the first time for our engineers. It saves a lot of engineering time, a lot of engineering money, and it can get you the product that you want faster into the marketplace. And if we can do the job right the first time rather than having to, you know, redo it, then it keeps the cost down too for the, you know, cost for the company, but ultimately the cost for the product. And we don't claim to be, even though, you know, half of our staff are visually impaired or blind, you know, we don't claim to be the only experts. You know, there's a lot of customers out there who use our products every day. You're the experts who use the products every day. A couple of our employees use our products every day. But, you know, our other employees who use our products and maybe other products that we don't make, like we don't make a speech synthesizer product, so they use other products. But we don't have the time to think about all the ideas. We're supporting you, or we're out showing you products. You all are the users of our products, so feel free to dialogue with us and give us your ideas. We even joke sometimes internally, we name an idea after a customer. That's the engineering code name for a new development. Okay, so we'll continue here. So what else does the eBot Pro have that the eBot and eBot Advanced doesn't have? And remember, you can see the eBot and eBot Advanced versions in our booth. In addition to the eBot Pro being able to do the full page of text, which you can go to the menu, and let me try and get into that menu and we'll take a look.
Options, tab, set color mode, exit.
Whoops.
Options, tab, set color mode.
Okay, let's see if I can get here.
Exit. OCR tab, OCR field select.
Okay, OCR field select. And I'll go ahead and select it.
Zoom in slash out on.
Okay, zoom in and zoom out. That's going to be the image capture OCR mode. If I go down one.
Full screen off.
Full screen off. If I turn full screen on, then it's going to take the OCR image of the whole screen, page of text. Okay? So you can choose the image capture, which we call zoom in, zoom out, because you can change the size of your image, or your full screen or your full text, and that will give you your full hard copy page. All right? So it has those features.
Exit.
Then we can exit out of our menu.
OCR field select. Exit.
And
menu closed.
We just exited through our menu. Now, we also have a motorized camera. eBot Pro is the only camera currently on the market that has a motorized camera. Can anyone imagine what some of the benefits of a motorized camera are? One thing is, When we go from the near to the distance mode, the near mode being your reading and writing mode, your distance mode being viewing a whiteboard or a smart board or a PowerPoint presentation at the front of the room. With EBOT, EBOT Advanced, and all other products that I'm aware of on the market, I think except one, you actually need to grab the camera with your hand, manually move the camera from the reading to the distance position, and you have to remove the close-up lens. You have to slide it out of the way. Okay? What EBOT will do is there's a button called distance on the remote.
Distance view.
I pressed it. The camera is actually moving automatically, and it removed the close-up lens automatically. Okay? So that's one benefit. And when I want to come back to near mode, I can just press the near button, and it'll come back to the reading position, and it will put the close-up lens back over the camera. Okay, but before I do that, I'm just going to turn it around so we're not looking at the blank board here. I'm going to have an EBOT looking into the audience. Now I'm going to use my remote, and I think I need to go into my color mode.
White on black. Black on what gray scale? Yellow on yellow, green, natural color.
Okay, my natural color. I'm looking out in the audience, and we got some people here in the audience. And we're looking at all of you, since we have nothing on the board of this meeting, this ballroom meeting room, nothing on the walls. And we can actually zoom in.
Zoom 33.
Or I can zoom out.
Zoom
and I'm
five.
Moving using a joystick on my remote control. So I'm moving around and panning the room.
Can you change the contrast on there?
Yes. This is actually in color mode.
Zoom 6. Mid zoom.
But we can change the contrast to be
white on black,
white on white.
Black on white.
In a room like
gray
this,
scale.
We're not likely to get much in the text and background monochrome colors. In natural color and grayscale, we'll see something. But in the other colors,
yellow
not
on
likely.
Black. Yeah. Yellow on blue. Green on black.
But you can't make it lighter or darker.
I could. Let me see if I can do that. Hold one moment.
Contrast, night, contrast, contrast, not contrast, contrast, two. Contrast, 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 nine. Contrast 40.
This is probably not the best room given this kind of ceiling lighting, spotlighting in the ceiling. It's worse than an actual classroom that has maybe a window. So normally I would say in schools I've been to, I've gotten better images. In our own conference room, which has no windows, but it has fluorescent overhead lights, these tube lights, you get a lot better image than we're getting here with the spotlights in this conference room. But yeah, you can change, there's 40 levels of contrast, but as you can see at the distance, it doesn't change as much as the contrast would change when we're looking at and reading a document. Okay, now I can just press the button and go back to near view.
Near view.
Well, I have a question. So if you're using the far view and you're looking at a whiteboard or a PowerPoint, like you're saying, there's text on there, can you OCR that?
No, at a distance it doesn't OCR.
Okay.
That's a good question though. Especially if you're looking at something that was text and not handwritten. Because of course it never OCRs and processes handwriting or graphics. It's only printed materials that will be OCR. But if you're looking at a PowerPoint, you know, which essentially is a font, so why not? But at a distance mode, it won't OCR. It doesn't capture at an image well enough. The contrast just isn't good enough. Yeah, but that is something we have in mind. That's kind of on the wish list. If we can OCR text print, what looks like print fonts at a distance, then can it OCR? So far, no one's doing that. And we're kind of interested in doing that. We like to do novel things at HIMSS. Very good question. In fact, that's such a good question. You're going to get a $15 certificate, sir. So you get one of the HIMSS 15-year $15 gift cards. That was an excellent question. You almost stumped me there for a second and a half. Okay, so we're back to our near view of looking at our text. And I'm going to do something. I'm going to increase the magnification just a little bit so that I can read it.
Zoom 26.
And I'm going to see where I'm reading on here. And someone who's sighted, you'll be able to tell me what we're looking at here as well. So what we have here that starts our screen off is it says the first and only. That's what it says on the first line. Okay, now another benefit of the distance camera is I'm going to change from the near camera, which I'm reading right now, and my paragraph starts with the first and only. If I was using a manual camera, I'd have to remember, where am I reading? Oh, I'm reading a paragraph that starts with first and only. Or whereabouts is that on the page? Okay, that's kind of near the top on the right side, one of the top right side paragraphs. Okay, I got my orientation. I'm remembering that I have to find this paragraph that begins with the first and only when I'm going to come back from distance to reading. And then I'm going to go to distance, but I'm going to click
distance view.
My distance view. EBOT will go automatically to a distance. Okay, I'm going to zoom around or pan around my room. I'm going to be reading something on a board somewhere, on a wall somewhere. Now I'm going to go back to my reading or my near view.
Near view.
And when I go back, it should come back to the first and only. Someone with sight, tell me if it did that.
Yep.
Yep. Did I get a yep?
Yep.
Okay. So it works. This means I didn't have to remember what I was reading. I didn't have to remember where I was reading on the page. And I didn't have to find it manually by controlling the camera with my hand when I came back. EBOT's motorized camera did all that for me. So it does memorizes the location of the camera as well as the zoom level, the text and background color, the contrast level, any other video attributes that it needs to remember before it goes from near to distance or distance to near. It does the same thing in distance mode. So if you left off on a particular math formula that was on the whiteboard, when you go back to the distance position, it's going to be right there and where that math problem was on the board. So it does the same thing in distance as I just demonstrated in near view. Now, what other benefit is there to the motorized camera? Well, if I want to read along, I don't have an XY table, because this is a portable device, but I have an XY joystick. Right? So I just move my joystick a little to the right, and the camera starts to read along. I can stop at any time. So this joystick is a potentiometer. The further to the right I would move it, the faster it would go. I actually have it set for vertical and not horizontal movement. Okay, so you can set it for a horizontal, just Y direction, or you can set it for X direction, or you can set it for any direction in the menu. So all you do is move your joystick and it'll move in that direction. You would either move your camera, your paper, on the reading platform with your hand, or you could use the joystick. Now, if you're connected to an iPad, let me go back and make the iPad connection once again. I'm going to show you. Okay, we launch our iPad app. Okay, now I'm going to go to someone in the audience, and there's a gentleman right here who asked a good question earlier. If you just run your finger along, see if you can move the image, just one finger, like your index finger, and move it gradually. And you can actually move and simulate the movements of the joystick, you know, with your finger, using the touchscreen gestures. So you can drive your camera from your iPad using touchscreen gestures.
Okay, cool. I like that.
And as he said, cool, I like that. I do too. And so essentially, you don't even need to be near your EBOT. What I did, I was at an auditorium at the University of California, Berkeley, listening and watching a low vision presentation by an optometrist. And there's a 15-foot screen coming down from the ceiling showing his PowerPoint presentation. I actually had the EBOT on the table next to the chair that I was on, but I was controlling everything, the movement of the camera and watching his PowerPoint presentation with my finger guiding and driving the image, driving the camera. And it was really cool to do it that way, because all I had to have in my hand or in front of me was my iPad. Didn't have to have the whole video magnifier in front of me at all. Okay, so that's another feature. What else can we do with the EBOT Pro? EBOT Pro has a built-in SD card slot into the back. So we can actually save our scanned images. We can save our captured images onto the SD card. And we can take them, export them to our PC or any other external device that you can save off of an SD card. Andy or anyone else from our staff, any other comments about the EBOT Pro?
They're available in the gift shop.
Phenomenal
Yeah. How about you and I go in the gift shop and try and talk them into being a dealer, and we got a deal.
There you go.
they're available at our booth. They're available by calling 888-520-HIMS.
446.
What's the price on?
Ah, good question. Price. The e-bot, which again, reading, writing, and distance, but all the same connectivity to devices, $2,695. And that compares with products that are either not HD cameras, do not have iPad, Android connectivity, mostly not even Mac connectivity, because there's only two other portables on the market that are iPad compatible, maybe three. Not iPad, but Mac compatible. And those products generally run $2,145 to $2,495. So $2,695, I think you're getting a good price there for the added capabilities. The eBot Advanced, which gives you the screen capture OCR text-to-speech, is $300 more, $2,995. And the eBot Pro, which gives you not only full-page OCR, but it gives you the benefits of the motorized camera and the storage of the SD card. That is $3,895. Other questions? I see a dealer that we have here. Anything I leave out, Ms. Dealer? This dealer has heard several presentations about eBot from visits we've done in her area. Okay. Did I hear Dave Wilkinson join us?
Yes, he did.
Yes. Dave, you've done a couple of webinars on eBot. I can do some Q&A here of some good questions we've gotten on some webinars. One question was, somebody said, if I'm using a touchscreen monitor, can I use the touchscreen gestures that you can on an iPad or Android tablet on my touchscreen monitor, like a 24-inch touchscreen monitor? And the answer is?
Why, yes you can, James, because eBot is infinitely user-friendly, so we would never deny you that opportunity.
Would you care to say that in the microphone, Dave? Actually, there's no way to really use our gestures without having the eBot viewer. So there's no way to put that eBot viewer into your external monitor. So that's not possible at this time.
But it's a guess.
Previous color.
Okay. How the eBot touchscreen gestures work, you do a swipe from the right side. Let's say 2 inches down from the top right side, you do a left swipe, just kind of a finger swipe, not a whole hand swipe, just one finger, index finger swipe from the right to the left, and it brings up the eBot icons. And the first icon at the top is the eBot Pro icon screen. It has a left arrow and a right arrow, and one is positive and one is reverse. So on this image, which is a white letters on black background image of text, I just have my icons lined up down my right margin, and I have it's a yellow arrow on a black background pointed to the right, and a black arrow on a yellow background pointed to the left. So I can either go forward or back through my image modes. Okay. Next button is auto, and that stands for auto scroll. Once we set eBot up for auto scroll, turning auto scroll on in the menu, I can press auto scroll and the camera will automatically scroll across the text on the screen as if it's on a ticker tape. Okay? So it's called auto scroll. It scrolls at its own speed, or you can set the speed, but a lot of people with low vision can't read that consistent. As long as we're reading short words, we're good at reading kind of at a consistent pace. Once you get some long word or a name, especially a foreign name, you know, big long German name or just a long word, you might have to stop it. And you can stop it. And then you can resume it again. So you can pause and resume using a single finger tap on the screen. You can pause it and do the same to resume it. The next button down is OCR. So that's how we would snap the image of the OCR. Okay, and take a picture and then listen to the text-to-speech. The next button down says, right now it says distance, because that's, if I press that, it'll change the camera from the near view to the distance view position. When the camera's in distance view, that button will say near view, because if you tap that button, it's gonna bring the camera back to near view. The next icon down says focus lock, and that's if you wanna lock the focus for any reason. Some people still think if you're gonna handwrite under a video magnifier, you need to lock the focus. I'm gonna tell you that under eBot's HD camera, you don't need to lock it. It knows what it needs to focus on. It needs to focus on your pinpoint. But sometimes when people are reading books that are hardback books that have a high curve in the middle of the binding, middle of the book where the binding is, sometimes you might want to lock the focus for that, because you may not be able to press it down to get real even pages, you know, without hurting the binding, and you don't want to hurt the binding of that book. So sometimes you might want to use the focus lock. Then going across the bottom of the screen, about an inch up or 2 inches up from the bottom of the screen, is a big dot and a horizontal line. That's your contrast control. So you just put your index finger on the dot, and you move it along the line, and that's how you change your contrast. So I'll show you here. I'll grab the dot, and I'll move along.
21.
Oops, I lost the image when I did that. Well, let me see if I can get it back. All right, let me see.
Previous color.
Oh, all right. I'm messing with this a little bit too much here. All right, let me see.
James, just so you know, time-wise, you're about 20 minutes over.
Okay, so we'll wrap up here. Okay, so I think you know what a contrast bar does. Just grab the dot with a single finger and move along.
I have one quick question. How portable is it?
The eBot and eBot Advanced weighs 4.4 pounds. The eBot Advanced, because it adds a second camera, it adds the dedicated OCR camera, which weighs a pound and a quarter itself, it weighs 6.5 pounds. It does collapse. Since we're done with our demonstration, I'll go ahead and collapse it. So let me see. Andy, if you don't mind holding the
Absolutely.
Microphone.
Thank you.
To collapse it, and I'll actually turn it off first, so I'll power off. Okay. To collapse it, the camera will kind of get itself into place. And then I'll just press a button to control the lower hinge. The lower hinge will lower down. And I control the camera as I'm lowering the lower hinge down. And I just flip the upper hinge over. And it collapses flat. I'll unplug it, because I did have it plugged in for the monitor display. Carry it over here too, you can see how it's going.
It collapses very nicely, and you're going to find that when you hold it, it has a very solid feel to it. You can tell that it's a very high quality manufactured product, and it's very solid.
That is, that's very nice.
So we'll pass it around here if you'd like to, for those of you who'd like to see it.
Oh, wow.
So it collapses as flat as it can go, and it comes in a backpack case.
Okay.
So there you go.
And for those of you that may be trainers out there, you may not have enough vision to actually use eBot. Just think about all the things we talked about today that make it user-friendly. The voice guide, which can be turned off, by the way, if somebody doesn't need it. As James touched on, there are generally several different ways to accomplish the same thing. So whether you like gestures, whether you like the remote control, whether you like to use the buttons that are actually on the unit, all those things are, again, provide some added flexibility and give user choices in what they're comfortable with. So there's some nice design features about the product that also make it appealing.
Would anyone like eBot Advanced, eBot Advanced brochure, the separate brochure for eBot Pro? Anyone want these brochures?
I'd like eBot Pro.
Okay. Could you help, please, and pass out brochures? Just raise your hand if you like brochures, and one of our trusted volunteers here will get your brochure. And all of our brochures are online. eBot, of course, is online. You can order online. You can order through our local dealer. If you don't know who your local HIMS dealer is, either ask us at our booth or call our 800 number and ask us. The number is actually 888-520-HIMS. Our website is HIMS-INC.com. Anyone else just want to see up close or see the eBot packed up?
Yeah,
I'm
kind of interested in
the
print.
This is
great.
All right, got a comment here. This is great. And it comes in a backpack case. So that's 6.5 pounds. It's a little back weighted.
Yeah, it is.
One of the other things about the eBot, by the way, and you can come and test it out at our table, especially the eBot Advanced model, because the eBot Pro is a second camera, it's not quite as firm, but we've designed the mechanical structure to be very stable. So there's a back weighting that's in the back control panel that offsets the top and front weight of the camera when the unit is set up in its operating mode. And so let's say three students are working all on a 6-foot table. One student is doing something that's heavy-handed, and so the table is shaking. You'll notice that the EBOT image will not be shaking. You can come to our table, tap the table right next to the camera. You can actually see the camera bouncing up and down. You'll notice the image either isn't bouncing at all or is very slightly bouncing, but once you stop tapping the table, the image stops bouncing. A lot of other products are not designed for that kind of mechanical stability. And one of the reasons is we've also put an electronic stabilization chip in it. Okay? So we thought that's real important, that the unit be designed robust, but with both mechanical and image stability. Great, well thank you everyone. And we're gonna probably either take a very short break, like 5 minutes, and just reset up for our next presentation will be The Blaze by Andy Leach and by Dave Wolves. Thank you.
We would like to thank HIMSS, Inc. for sponsoring this year's NFB 2014 convention coverage. To learn more, visit www.hims-inc.com. To learn more about Serotech, visit www.serotech.com.